Police say that when 20-year-old Adam Lanza walked into Sandy Hook Elementary School on Friday morning, he had enough ammunition to kill everyone in the school and an assault weapon. They say Lanza's mother legally bought all the weapons and was a gun enthusiast. Where are we in the gun control debate, besides gridlocked? Kate Hunter of Bloomberg News joins us now. And Kate, you actually write about what may be some cracks in the debate. You mentioned West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
Yes, I think that Senator Manchin's statement this morning, or his comments this morning on MSNBC, are very interesting. He's a senator from West Virginia who's backed by the NRA, and he made some comments this morning sort of suggesting that he might be open to the idea of both looking at some restrictions on guns in light of the shooting and also perhaps looking at, he sort of questioned whether there really is a need for people who are hunters to have access to high-capacity magazines.
All right. Let's be more specific. Joe Manchin, a Democrat, pro-gun rights, avid hunter. In fact, didn't he have an ad during a campaign in which he shot?
He did. In 2010, he had a very interesting ad in which he actually shot. It was President Barack Obama's cap-and-trade proposal. He shot it out of the sky with a shotgun, I guess, in the campaign ad.
Yeah, and it was highly criticized for that, but that was his base. Now, as you say, he said today he agrees with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a long gun control advocate who also was very tough over the weekend, saying to President Obama it's time to step up and do something. And now you have Senator Manchin saying he's agreeing that the U.S. should renew the ban on assault weapons. That expired in 2004. Tell us more about that.
That's right. The ban on assault weapons, which expired, about 8 years ago now, that's something that, you know, Senator Manchin said everything should be on the table. You have others in the Senate, like notably Dianne Feinstein, who was the chief author of the original assault weapons ban, federal assault weapons ban, which was passed in 1994. She said over the weekend on the Sunday shows that she was going to make an effort early next year to press for a renewal of that. That's something she's wanted for a long time, but I think she's going to make kind of a more intensified effort. And it looks as though she may have the backing of Democratic leaders in the Senate, at least, to do that.
Well, it's interesting that we mentioned that Joe Manchin is an avid hunter, because we mentioned the debate in Newtown, an effort there recently to restrict shooting. It pitted hunters and some gun owners against assault weapon owners and the powerful lobby we mentioned. This is the National Shooting Sports Foundation. It's based in Newtown, ironically. And in that debate in Newtown, hunters were saying this is not necessary to have this armor-piercing ammunition or assault weapons. Now, the ordinance there would have restricted the hours people could target shoot. It would have required ranges and guns to be approved by the police chief. It was shelved. And yet people in that town, apparently, including hunters, were complaining that there seemed to be more of these explosive weapons. Are we hearing that, you know, are we hearing that debate anywhere else across the country? Even hunters, you know, stepping forward and saying, well, wait a second, this is actually jeopardizing my sport.
And actually, that was one of the interesting points that Senator Manchin made this morning. He talked about having just come back from going deer hunting over the weekend with his family. And he said that, you know, he didn't really see the need to be able to fire off multiple rounds at a time so quickly, that as a hunter, it doesn't, you know, in his experience, you wouldn't have the need for that sort of thing. So he's sort of drawing this distinction as someone that does back the idea of having guns and having access to guns for hunting purposes, that there's something separate going on here, and maybe there's a way to sort of thread that needle in a policy way.
Well, we're hearing about failed attempts to pass these ordinances, let's say, in Newtown. But on Friday, lawmakers in Michigan passed a bill to allow people to carry concealed weapons in schools. That same day, Ohio lawmakers passed a bill allowing guns in cars at the Statehouse garage. Last week, a federal appeals court struck down a concealed weapons ban in Illinois. Florida says it will soon issue its 1 millionth concealed weapons license. So it seems as if the activity on the gun rights side is going strong.
Certainly, yes.
Yeah. We're good. Yep.
I know that one thing that we did see yesterday was, you know, there's the other side of the coin, which we had, you know, Texas Republican Louie Gohmert, who talked about how on Fox News Sunday, he talked about how he wished that the principal of the school had had a gun so that the principal could have reacted and used the gun against the shooter.
Well, this is what gun control advocates are up against. There was Representative Gohmert, as you mentioned, I think the only gun rights advocate and Republican to appear on these shows, those
That's
who
right.
were asked, you know, he's the only one who appeared. And you also have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. He writes in USA Today, lawmakers have blood on their hands for banning guns in schools because if they were allowed to have guns, they could defend themselves. Same thing you were just mentioning. Is this, though, an argument that's being heard on Capitol Hill? I mean, you know, yes, you know, you have one representative showing up on Fox News, but it feels as if that argument has gotten quiet.
It certainly does. It feels as though that, as you said, that contingent of people who has that belief, at least so far in Congress, we'll have to see what happens when the chambers get back into session this week. But it seems as though so far, the louder voices we've been hearing are the ones from Democrats who are proponents of gun control, talking about how this shows the need to make some changes.
What about calls for increasing background checks? Right now, those checks only happen at gun stores. That means guns sold between private parties or at gun shows. And by some estimates, that's 40% of the guns sold don't go through background checks. Some are now calling for checks on, you know, family members in addition to the purchaser. The Boston Globe, Kevin Cullen writes a terrific column about two doctors here in Boston who try to get a question about how many guns there might be in the house into pediatrician visits. They were stymied by the gun lobby initially. So people are pushing, you know, beyond background checks. But where are we with those kinds of proposals and lawmakers?
Well, and that's something that I know that both Senator Dick Durbin, who's the second-ranking Democrat in the Senate, and also happens to be chair of the relevant subcommittee that is planning to hold some hearings early next year on this issue. I know that's something he's talked about a lot. Carolyn McCarthy, who's a House Democrat, whose husband was actually killed in the Long Island Railroad shooting in the 1990s, she talked about that over the weekend, the need to close what you described and is kind of referred to as the gun show loophole. And so there's been a lot of discussion about that topic as well, but it sort of remains to be seen whether that gets translated into legislative action at the federal level.
Yeah. Kate Hunter, congressional reporter for Bloomberg News, with a look at, you know, exactly where we are in the gun control, gun rights debate after last week's tragedy. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You know, we always love to hear from you, especially I find it interesting that hunters are stepping up and saying, no more assault weapons. It's, you know, jeopardizing our sport. Love to hear from you at hereandnow.org, also at facebook.com/hereandnowradio. Anything you can add to the discussion, we'd love to hear. Back in a minute, Here and Now.